brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters, I don't know what this world is coming to.
Brutally honest. On Big Woo Radio with Nima, Nayana, and JB. JT, Big Woo, yeah, they hit too. And we ain't going nowhere now that we got you. So fill your cup up, let's get tipsy. Get naked if you feel a little frisky.
Okay.
But whatever you do, keep it honest and true. This ain't no fake ass show, so keep your fake shit at the door.
Yeah.
Raise your glass if y'all ready for the show. Are y'all ready for the show?
Yeah.
Are y'all ready for the show?
Yeah.
Well, put the kids to bed, motherfucker, let's go. Come on.
Big Woo Radio.
Brutally honest.
Big Woo Radio.
Brutally honest.
Big Woo Radio.
Brutally honest.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are now tuned in to Brutally Honest, the realest motherfucking show on the planet. So without further ado, let me introduce to you Nayana Renee, JB Mr. 299. Let's go!
Yo, what's up? What's happening? What's going on? Welcome everybody off to Big Woo Radio. Brutally Honest is in the building. We got the greatest show as always lined up for you today. The Big Woo Radio Brutally Honest show. Our man is back in the building. JB Mr. 299. What's going on, JB?
Hey man, you know I think all this, you know, same.
You know that's right. You know that's right. You know that's right. And of course, we got the poet that got us, Nayana Renee, is in the building. What's going on, Nayana?
What's up, Brutally Honest? How are y'all doing? Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
Before the strawberry full moon. Last special full moon of the year. Let's get it.
Oh, is it? Is it? Okay.
Yeah,
oh, man. I don't mean to yawn, y'all, but you know, it's been one of those days. For real. Thanks, everybody, listening live at BigWooRadio.com and everybody download the Big Woo Radio app and the Google Play Store and all of our folks that search on the podcast app. We appreciate that, man. We got Rock Wells. Rapper Rock Wells is coming to hang out with us for a little bit today. And a fellow radio person, podcaster, whatever you want to call us, Katie Black will be in the building talking about her podcast called The Katie Black Show. She's a cool girl. She's going to hang out with us. And we're going to undress the guest tonight, baby. We might have to do a double dip on undress the guest with Rock Wells and Katie Black. Definitely Katie Black. I told her all about it. She prepared. So we got a female that we get to undress tonight. It's always been dudes here lately, as of late. But JB, you came back at the right time. We get to undress us a female tonight. We get to ask her anything.
Yeah, I got to get a little bit of stank on my hang low.
There you go. A little stank on your hang low. For real. While she's screaming out, baby. Oh, baby. Anyway, this is music by Jesse Story. When we come back, we got the sexy thought. No, we're going to do the sexy thought right now. And then we're going to do the baby. Even though it was a good segue. Yeah, it was a good segue. Oh, I thought you were going to say something, JB. Nayana, you ready for the
sex? I was going to say, we're trying to make that person feel like he did before their uncle got a hold to it. You know what I mean?
There you go. Nayana, you ready for the sexy thoughts?
Yes, I'm ready. It's going to be a little interesting.
Okay, we like interesting.
I watched something this weekend. We do. I was curious to know the answer.
Okay, well, we got the sexy thought. Nayana, we like a little different or curious. So. As long as it's sexy, I guess.
Now that I got your attention.
Let's dig deep.
into the mind of the poetic goddess and reveal her sexy thoughts. That Nayana Renee. Nayana Renee. Nayana Renee. Nayana Renee.
That's N-I-A-N-A-R-E-N-E-E.
Yeah, spell it for me, baby. This segment of The Sexy Thought is brought to you by the poetic goddess Nayana Renee. July 31st, baby, is going down 616 North Tryon Street, Uptown Charlotte. Water Bean Coffee. It's the lingerie, paint, and sip. My nigga, I'm trying to tell you, it's about to go dizzy up in this hizzy. July 31st, show starts, doors open at 7, show starts at 8. We got a Nayana Renee, paint and sip, lingerie. Nayana, did you go ahead with your sexy thoughts?
I got my outfits ready, too.
Got the outfits ready, okay.
I ordered me some stuff. Yeah, they should be here by the first next week, something like that. Okay, so I was watching this movie. And the tutorial on the trailer had me interested in it, right? But as I was watching the movie, that's when I found out that it was using the guys like a XYZ. So one of my questions, it was two dudes that was okay and comfortable with it. You know, one of them knew, like, he was like, I already know what's down there. You know what I mean?
Wow.
But my thing is it really that hard to fucking tell? You know what I mean? So, the question of the night, is the person that didn't disclose wrong, or was the person who was fucking wrong because they didn't realize what they was doing? Like, they didn't get no signs. Like, who was in the wrong there? Who was really to blame?
JB, you want to start with that?
You know what, let me take the lead. Considering that I have quite a few friends that are transgender male and when I talk to them, I'm going to say 75-80% of them feel that it's necessary to disclose if they don't know. That way you've already laid it out on the table. Just like when men lie to women, you take away their option.
Right.
Well, some of these women and some of these transgender men feel like, you know, if they're not honest, then they're taking away the option from the man or the woman to make a decision as to whether or not they want to accept them or who they are and get to a relationship. So I think that if they don't disclose it, then you're opening yourself up to more problems in the future. You don't know what an individual might do. You don't know what's on their mind.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And we've seen here, as of recent, there has been a target on the LGBTQ community where transgendered men and women are being murdered. They're being killed. You know what I'm saying? Some for these exact reasons. Some because you have people out here that are selling drugs that they know that are going to kill people in the community. So I just think that if you're going to be honest with yourself, be honest with the other person too, and don't take that choice away from you. You know what I'm saying? They'll respect you more.
Absolutely, man. 704-489-3316. If you want to get in on this sexy thought of Nayana Renee's, who's wrong? The transgender person for not disclosing, or the person that is trying to get something from the transgender person for not knowing? Well, I mean, like, just like any relationship, you need to be upfront and honest. In the beginning, you know, whether you are a person that has a small penis, you don't want to lie and say you got a big penis before you have sex with somebody. You don't want to fool trick nobody like that. I mean, I suppose it's a different thing. Huh?
And y'all y'all hype it up and say y'all got tight balls and knowing they say
no, that ain't true.
No. Well, not all of us. Not all of us. Not all of us.
But if anybody interested in watching the movie, it's on Amazon Prime, and it's called Secret Society. It's really a dope movie.
Secret Society, Amazon Prime.
Hey, Nayana.
It is actually, in the crazy part is, a black woman, Arthur, she wrote it. It's a book, and I didn't know that it was a book. So it was a dope, interesting movie.
Sure.
And the thing that this had me kind of, you know, because I was like, how you can't, you know, I'm like, how you can't tell, you know what I mean? Because the guys who was flipping about signing out, it was just so crazy. Like, it was. Just
I don't
watch
so let me ask this. Hold on.
Ignoring me on purpose?
No, she do that to everybody.
Does Nayana ignore me? Is Nayana ignoring me on purpose?
No, she do that to everybody.
No.
She did that to me.
I'm listening.
So what'd you want, JB?
Hey, Vanessa told me to tell you what's up.
Hey, Vanessa.
I don't think she
owned
it. I don't think she
listened. What's up, Vanessa? But how do they not? The question I got, Nayana, is how, after having sex, they still didn't know that the other person was transgender.
Yes. Right. That's in the movie. Yes.
How does that happen?
Listen.
How does that happen?
Listen. Cause when I tell you, y'all just got to watch the movie because I don't want to give it away. But when I tell you, I was like, how the hell do they not know? And the dude was like, one dude, he was really like mad. He was like, I ain't fucking gay. Like, what was I fucking your ass like?
You know what, though?
He was like,
this,
why you ain't gonna ask me to eat your pussy? And well, you told me you don't eat pussy. Hold on, Jay. She was like, you told me you don't eat pussy. And he was like, that ain't stop no other female. If you ain't got no pussy, you got. So it was just so crazy that they did not know. And that's why I'm like, is it really, you know, the person who didn't disclose fault because you didn't know? Like, I mean, y'all got balls and y'all got penis. Maybe I'm looking at, I don't care how much you kind of tape it or whatever. I feel like you don't want your balls being in the way. I mean, I don't know. Ain't y'all kind of close with that? I don't know how y'all region set up, but.
That's it been going goddamn rain. But you know what, when you think about it, you got so many kids and women and young ladies now that, and just to remain a virgin until they get married, they giving up the ass, they giving up anal. So, and it's motherfucking cool with that. You know, they giving up the ass, but they being respectful and saving the pussy for their husband or the motherfucker that they supposed to love later on in their life.
Well. I don't, I'm like you, Nayana. I don't know how you hide it, no matter how you tape it or whatever. If you don't have no pussy, I'm going to know. I'm going to know you ain't got no pussy. Because first of all, I'm going to try to finger that pussy, you know, first and foremost. You know what I mean? Fingers going in the pussy before the dick go in the pussy. So I'm just going to put that out there first. So if you ain't rubbed this woman in the front, then... What are you doing? I mean, what is your foreplay? If you ain't go down ready to eat the pussy first, you know what I mean? I'm just saying, there's no way. I
have nothing against anybody if that's their preference. You know
sure.
What I mean? I just feel like how JB said, for safety purposes, you need to disclose and you need to let somebody know what's going on. That's just like having an STD. Or anything. I feel like
AIDS, yeah.
Need,
if you got AIDS, you can't
like,
be going in a relationship. You can't go in a relationship with AIDS and not
right.
tell nobody.
Like, right. Like, oh, I was burning or, you know, I just took a pill and you know what I'm saying?
Right,
people
right.
need to just start
but
when it comes to
sometimes
things.
Sometimes you gotta have a motherfucker. If you fuck with multiple
like
bitches, you gotta have that one bitch that remains the host. So that way you can always share something with the other bitches so you'll know if they cheat if they don't come back to you.
What? What is that? I don't.
Yeah, you gotta always. If
you gotta keep a host.
Bitches,
right.
You gotta keep one bitch burning. So if you burn one of them other bitches and they don't come back to you, they know that bitch ain't been loyal to the goddamn team.
Please, so, no one, anyone listens to this, please don't go burning people. Not on purpose. not on purpose. The dick, I don't, now there are there some, let me ask you this, are there some transgender people that have the pussy and the dick? Now you can have a pussy and a dick, but still, that dick is still going to be there no matter what.
Those are hermaphrodites.
Okay, those are hermaphrodites, not transgender. Okay. All right, the hermaphrodites. Okay. Even the hermaphrodites can't get away with that shit. They can't get away with that.
Right, because listen, a female have two holes. So even if you in one, wouldn't you look for the other one?
Yes, absolutely. What about the reach around?
That's why I feel like anybody who say they don't know, I feel like that's cap, and they just. It's just safer to say I don't know and to not live their truth.
Right.
And I feel like if that's your preference, then let that be. You see Young Buck just came out. I don't know if y'all remember Young Buck from G-Unit.
Yeah, absolutely.
His new girlfriend is a transgender.
Wow.
Okay. His new girlfriend is, he's dating his ex-manager's sister, which was, you know, ex-manager's brother. And, you know, for a long time, I feel like a lot of people do hide themselves because a lot of people don't feel comfortable, you know, disclosing that they're gay or, you know. So you have transgenders that actually work out for guys who are scared to disclose to their family that they're gay because it's like they get the best of both worlds. And I get it, and I understand the concept. And looking at that movie, it really gave me a whole different view on a lot of different perspectives and stuff, and to see it from all perspectives.
Yeah.
But again, I just feel like as long as somebody actually comes forth, because you never know who you may find by telling the truth.
True. 704-489-3316. If you want to get into that, we can get into that, the transgender aspect of things. How do they not know? Go ahead, JB. What you got to say?
From talking to some of my friends, there are times that you see women or men that are trans, and they may not even know. I mean, so, you know, sometimes some motherfuckers just don't know. You know what I'm saying? Whereas you have some people, they just got a knack for it, and they know. You know what I'm saying? But there are some ladies and some men out there that can confuse the fuck out of you. And I think a great example of that would be when you remember when Maury used to come on Big Time and Maury used to have those shows. Were they born male or born female? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
How many times you look at those shows and you be like, I don't know what this bitch is right here. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, that's the sexy thought for today. I also have a pretty interesting topic for today that I put out there on Facebook. Nobody seemed to reply to it, though. I guess the people are getting a little shy in their old age because they used to reply to these things all the time. No one is wanting to reply to my topic of the day, which is ladies. It's for ladies and guys. It's the same kind of question, but just directed to ladies and the fellas. So ladies, what size is too big? And don't y'all act like you don't know what I'm talking about. So what size is too big, ladies? Because you know you're always talking about y'all want them big, size matters and shit like that. So what size is too big? And fellas, for us, what size is too small? And I'm talking about them LBs. What size is too small? Because we know we like our women a little thick, on a little thicker side. You know what I'm saying? But so what
is LBs?
Pounds.
Pounds, goddammit. Pounds.
Pounds. What'd you think I was talking about?
So you asking me, do they like BBL? BBWs or either, you know.
You know what I'm saying? What's too small for you? Because you can't ask a guy what's too big. Now, number one, I don't want to offend any women by guys saying, well, you know, this is a, what's too small? You know what I mean? Like, I'm for instance, for me, if you less than, if you less than 175 pounds, you can't, I mean, you know, I'll even go 180, 170. But if you less than that, don't even fuck with me. I don't. Look, I have nothing against small people. I have nothing against small people.
You got
it's poundage.
You got big too.
Well, it's poundage for me. It's all about the poundage. How much I can lift up in the air and turn around and do the maneuvers that I need to do. You know what I'm saying? And I need some woman to have some meat on the bones. Because I goes at it. You know what I mean? And you got to be able to take a little bit. Not to say that I got a huge, you know, like I got a, like I'm gonna blow somebody's back out. I'm not gonna do that with the size of my dick. I'm gonna tell you that right now. But I'm gonna do that with the other things I do. It's just gonna blow your mind out. It's gonna blow your mind. Ain't gonna blow your back out, but I'm gonna blow your mind though, for sure. So Diana, let's start with you. What is too big? Let's go there with the women. What's too big? What's too big a dick for you to take? What's too big a dick for Nyana Renee? Oh yeah? Okay. I thought you might have had a big one that you might have been like so you ain't got no limit, Nyana.
I mean I had up to like a 10 and a half. I didn't measure it, but, you know, I would give them a little 10 and a half because of girth
okay.
is everything. So it really depends on, you know, the thickness. I like them thick. Thickness okay. matters.
Thick
you
got to remember,
you're talking to a young lady. You're talking to a young lady that yeah. started playing with herself with cucumbers when she was 8 or 9 years old. So
I don't believe that.
It was not no 8 or 9 years old. I was in my teens.
So I mean, so at this point, 10 is good for you.
Yeah, 10 is 10, 11 maybe.
Okay.
Now I did meet somebody who had 12, but I never tried it.
Okay.
Because I was scared.
But 10 or 11. So something like a 13 might be a little bit too much.
Look, if you can see it by the knees, that might be a little talent. Because your whole damn throat be on.
All right, JB.
So you want to enjoy
pussy,
it.
Your pussy star with your throat in with that motherfucker.
Everybody talking. So JB, what as far as you, the pounds, what's too little? If a chick is too little, too little to do.
I don't know, because to be honest with you, I don't fuck the midget before. If it ain't a fat midget, like if it's a well shaped midget bitch, I'm cool. But if she look like that midget bitch that was on Ricky Smiley show, an obese midget bitch, then but if it's as regular size bitch though, I can't have no bitch that's bigger than me because I don't want to be smothered and covered like a fucking pork chop. You feel what I'm saying?
All right, so what's too little then? I mean, you know, as far as pounds go, I mean, you know, you're talking about.
Regular size women.
Is 115 pounds? Is that too small? Or 120 pounds too small? Or 90 pounds? That's too small?
I think that 110, 115, that's too small. I don't want a bitch built like an ironing board.
Right on. But Nyana, I'm gonna let you do your shout out too, JB. But Nyana, the as far as the size go, on average, because you deal with a lot of women during your poetry, and you talk to a lot of women. A lot of women reach out to you for questions and talk to you about stuff. Do they give any indication of, you know, nothing is too small? I mean, nothing is too big. Everything is just too small. Nothing's too big. You can be the biggest, you can be 20 inches, and you're going to give it a try. So is that like the consensus of most women? 20 inches. I'm going to try it. I'm going to just jump on, see what I can just ride it on out. See what happens. See if it ruined me or not.
That tsunami did.
I mean, 20 inches is going to ruin a woman. I mean, I'm just saying. I think 13 inches will put her out of commission for a minute. But I don't know. They're not, you know, they have babies. They have small people. So, you know, 13-inch dick might not be nothing. What say you, Niana?
I ain't gonna say all that. I was just saying, I can't really say what's too much because I haven't tried anything past like the 10 and a half.
I know, but you don't have to try it. You don't have to try it to know what's too much after the dick that you don't have. I'm just saying, but just hear me out. 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 So you say you had 10 inches, right? I mean, so did he put you in a position where you was like, oh, goddamn, that's a little rough right there. You know, so you could kind of can say like, okay, 10 inches was felt like this. 13 inches would probably feel like this. So that's what I'm saying. I mean, you can kind of gauge it from the dick God that you've damn. Already had.
I put that 10 like a photo. So
okay, so 13 might be right, just right.
She got that hog and hippo pussy. You know what I mean? Hog and hippo game.
It was depending on what I was on that day. So
okay.
But yeah, I would say I feel like 10 is enough. 10 and a half is enough. Just 10, because 10 and a half, no, maybe 11.
Right on. So 13 would probably be a little bit too much. All right, but either way it goes, yeah, you're still going to be calling that dick baby. But you're still going to call that dick baby.
It might be a chair. It might be a chair, you know.
I'm trying to go into this. I'm trying to go into this Jesse story song. I'm just trying to go into the Jesse story song.
They've been taking grown dicks since they were real young. You know what I'm saying?
And they still calling the dick baby. They still calling the dick baby. This is Jesse's story. New song, baby. We're going to take a break. We're right back. We got Katie Black on the other side. We're going to see if Katie Black like them black or not on the other side. We undressed the guests. Rockwell's a rapper. He should be in here in a little bit as well. But this is our girl, Jesse's story, baby. Don't go nowhere. Brutally on the show, Big Woo Radio. We're right back.
Tell me, baby, what you gon' do? You like it freaky, I'm a whole mood. Well, let me hear it, baby, scream my name. I give it to you, you ain't never. Even though, baby, 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 baby. Oh, driving you crazy, 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 baby. Oh, 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 baby. Do you like it in the shower? Hear our screams getting loud.
Me crazy, how you say that? Make me pull up in the Maybach. It's the word for me. I heard your story. That testimony just touched my soul deep. Hey, J Story, it's your season. Fix your crown, hold it down. Queen dumb.
Do you like it in the shower? Hear our screams getting louder.
Listening to Big Woo Radio.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Big Boo, Big Boo Radio. I'm chilling with my girl, Nayana Renee. What's going on, Nayana?
Hey, Woo.
Nayana just dropped a website, NayanaRenee.com. And if you don't mind, Nayana, can you tell us more about your website so we can get nasty with Nayana Renee?
You so crazy. My pleasure. NayanaRenee.com. You ever read a book that will have you thinking, making you climax, or maybe even wanting to check yourself where you're in the right place? Because that's exactly what you get from all three of my poetry books at NayanaRenee.com. I have Poetic Diary, Ambiguous Love. Yeah, that's one of them love things, but not your typical. Then we're going over to Poetic Goddess, Blind Silence, although the blind was literally coming from a place of abuse. And then we have your Poetic Box, Permanence Arousal. Yes, Permanence Arousal. Because each poem in that book guaranteed to make you want to drop them draws. So you can get all three of my books or one of your favorites at NayanaRenee.com. That's NayanaRenee.com.
Listen to Big Woo Radio.
Y'all hear what I say?
I want y'all to listen to Big Woo
Radio.
Listen to
This is Big Woo Radio, a station for the people, by the people, serving Rock Hill, South Carolina and surrounding areas, Charlotte, North Carolina and surrounding areas, serving worldwide at BigWooRadio.com. Thank you so much for listening.
Let me clear my throat. I am the legendary DJ Kool, and I don't care what nobody say. Woo Radio, Radio is the best radio station, period. All right? And I said that, and I meant that.
You're listening to Big Woo Big Radio. Woo Radio.
Welcome back to the program. We had to cut them commercials short because both of our guests are here at the same time, and we want to make sure we get all their information and make sure they get enough airtime to share with our listeners. But I want to thank all the listeners for joining us at BigWooRadio.com. Everybody's downloaded the Big Woo Radio app in your Google Play Store, and all of our folks that search us out, the podcast app on your iPhone, we appreciate that. We love it when you search us out on all of our social media at Big Woo Radio on everything. The segment is brought to you by Wine 49. My cousin Thalia is doing big things with wine, man. She teaches you how to change up your palate and get a true taste of the wine, okay, and match it up with foods that you like and what wines go well with what: red, whites, purple, greens, oranges, sweets, sours, dry, whatever. Wine 49, look her up on Facebook or give her a call at... I'm giving you time to get a pen and a pencil on a piece of paper, write it down. Do 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 do. All right. 973. I can't see. 973-223-4353. Wine 49. Look her up on Facebook. It's Wine, the number 49. Yeah. All right, so we got our guests on the line. But before we do that, before we bring them on, JB, you got a shout out, right? For the 299 shout out line. All right, brother, go ahead with your shout out. Y'all beware.
Hey, you know, in light of what Nayana was talking about, I want to give a shout out to all the moms that get jealous because they guns to take more chicken. Hashtag, somebody got to carry on the family.
Are you ready? Are you ready? You better get ready.
Oh, shit.
$2.99. Shout out. Shout out. Shout out. Shout out.
Shout out. Yes, 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 ladies and gentlemen, it's the 299 shout out line. The 299 shout out line by JB, Mr. 299. He's back in the building after a long hiatus, but he is back more offensive than ever. If you want to call up, 704-489-3316 and 704-489-3316. You can get call and give a shout out, or you can let JB shout out on your behalf. But if you let JB shout out on your behalf, it will be offensive. Yeah, here we go, here we go. All right. Anyway, I was doing a little bit too much right there. I promise you I was. But let's bring in our guests. We're going to bring them in both at the same time. Let's start with the podcaster extraordinaire, Miss Katie Black. Come on in here, Katie Black.
What's up? I'm so excited to be here.
Oh, we're so excited to have you. We're excited to have you because we haven't had a female in a minute. So we're just going to be, me and JB is just going to go damn crazy up in here. Being able to ask you some of these undress the guest questions. And also my man Rock Wells, rapper Rock Wells is in the building. Come on, Rock Wells. How you doing, brother?
Yeah, what's good, y'all? What's good, y'all?
We're doing good, man. We've been pushing you back and pushing you back. Now you finally here. We're glad you can bless our radio station with your presence, brother. And we're going to kick it with you first, if you don't mind, sir. I don't mind. Let me introduce the other co-hosts in the building with me today. We have the Poetic Goddess, who on July 31st will be doing a sip, a paint and sip, a lingerie paint and sip. And I say for because we want the guys to come out too. They need to witness it. All the fellas need to come out and witness this as well. July 31st at 616 North Tryon Street, Uptown Charlotte. That's Waterbean location, Uptown. And come in and get your paint and your sip on in your lingerie or your pajama jammy jams. 616 North Tryon Street, July 31st. It's gonna be sexy. That's for damn show. Rock Wells, let everybody know who you are, man. Give them your information so they can follow you. And then we're going to, Katie, don't you go nowhere. Hold tight, okay? Don't go nowhere, Katie.
Okay.
Don't you go nowhere. Rock Wells, give everybody your information.
Yeah, you already know Rock Wells, vice president of legendary Monopoly family. You know, one-fourth of the Monopoly family. You know, I'm a New York City representative. You know, I don't know what else to say, but I really rap. And if you want to follow me, if you want to follow me, don't follow me in the streets because that'll get you hurt. But if you want to follow me on IG at Forbes Living, Forbes like the magazine, living like we living it up. You know what I'm saying? Reach out to me. I follow you back, whatever it is, whatever it may be. You know, we got a lot of good stuff on the mix. Use a little background noise, you know, I'm always on the move. But I'm definitely a pleasure to be here. And
sure.
You know what I'm saying? We here. And yeah, otherwise man. Than that, you go monopoly.com for everything else. And you're going to do X's instead of O's.
There you
so
go.
That's how we roll.
What borough are you from, man?
You know, I represent the greater New York because I'm a real New Yorker that's moved around a lot. Because, like my man said in the campaign, the rent is too damn high. So, you know, I'm from Brooklyn originally, born in the Bronx, you know what I'm saying? Lived in Brooklyn a long time as well. And I did a little stint in Queens, too. So, salute to all the boroughs.
Word up.
And I'm at the Coliseum in Queens, man. Damn.
Yeah. So, Rock Wells, we're gonna get you some questions, get you out of here. And try to play some of your music before you leave as well. But my first question is, you say you're out on the move. Speaking of out on the move, do you have any upcoming shows or where people can come out and see you? I know everybody's been down because of the pandemic and doing virtual concerts. Are you going to finally get out there and get face to face with your fans and you know, give them your new music and stuff like that? Is that something on the horizons? Cause you said you was on the move.
Oh yeah. Definitely, man. I'd like to thank everybody for being patient with me with this album and those who had the opportunity to listen to it and really vibe to it. Listen, man, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Yeah, for real.
And Blue Chips is out now.
That's what's up.
You know, saying I just dropped two videos off the project already, so you know y'all can check those out. But
okay,
I'd love to do some shows, man. I'd love to come up to the Carolinas, man. So once y'all spin these records,
no
if
doubt.
Y'all like what y'all hear, man, or y'all promoters, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Fly me out, man. I'm trying
Absolutely.
To get back on the road.
You know, so got
I've
to get it
all around the world, but you know, ain't nothing like the U.S. of A. So
yeah,
I'd love to be back on the move.
Well, that'd be great, man. We gotta
do an album release. Mm-hmm.
Oh, album like an album release party.
Yeah, I'm doing an album release party. You know, putting the final details together on that. So definitely, you know, tap in with me on IG to stay up to abreast on that. You know, so we know where to pull up at.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I you know, it's gonna be a show. It's gonna be a beautiful show.
Cool. All right, I'm going to pass you around. I'm passing the mic around to the poetic goddess, Nyana Renee. So, Nyana, you got a question for our man Rock Wells before we get my girl Katie Black in the building. Oh, Rock Wells, hold on. Hold tight. Wait a minute. Don't move a muscle because we have this little segment that we do. It's called the Undress the Guest, Rock Wells. And it's basically to make you feel a little comfortable and actually, it does the actual opposite. It's to make you feel uncomfortable, but that way we kind of get a test of where your head's at when you're in the show and when you're asking you these questions. So if you don't mind, we like to play a little thing that we do called Undress the Guest. Are you ready, sir?
I'm ready, man. I'm butt naked right now. Where okay. you at, baby girl?
There you go. There you go. Hold tight. Hold tight.
I hope you're ready to get naked.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's time to undress the guest.
Get your clothes off.
Yeah, come on.
All right, as the creepy voice in the background just said, take your clothes off. Yeah, take them off. But you already ready. You already ready to take them off. You already got them off and you good to go. Nyana, I just help him put his clothes back on, I guess. We can't undress him. He already naked. What you got, Nyana? Wait a minute. Did Nyana leave? I'll be goddamn. Nyana she left.
No, all right,
so.
Back to the
room. All right. Hey, so
don't get scared. Don't get scared now. I heard she having the lingerie party.
So yeah, she having the lingerie. She having the lingerie. So we got Katie Black on. So Katie, you still got your clothes on?
I do.
All right. Well, prepare to take them off after these questions, and get comfortable. Put your slippers and your birthday suit on. Just pull it to the side. Pull it to the side. I need you fully naked. I need it fully naked. I guess I'll start, and then if you guys have questions, I only have two. So if you other guys have questions to help Miss Katie Black feel a little bit more at home here on Big Woo Radio, then you're allowed to ask questions too. And then Katie, vice versa for our guest Rockwell, since Nyana left, if you have any really personal, sexual, nasty questions that you want to ask Rockwell's, then you know you will have that opportunity. But first, we have to start with me. So,
okay.
Miss Katie Black. And before we do this, go ahead and let everybody know where they can follow you and listen to your show. And we're gonna get into that again, but just for right now, let's go ahead and give them your information.
Hi, yes. So I am Katie Black. I have a podcast called The Katie Black Show. I'm located here in Charlotte, but you can find it on all platforms: Spotify, Apple, iHeartRadio, and each. You know, episode is a different interview, so it's going to be a totally different vibe depending on what you click on. But for a long time, I told people I was like Oprah plus MTV.
Oprah, but what?
Oprah plus MTV.
Oprah plus MTV. Okay. Gotcha.
I don't know.
Gotcha.
Doesn't that paint a vibe?
That's so weird. That does paint a vibe. That's for sure.
Oprah ain't never had no real niggas on her show. You noticed that, right?
What? What do you mean? That's a discussion for a whole nother time. That's a discussion for a whole nother time, JB. We'll discuss that. So, golly. All right. Katie Black, my question to you is for the undressed guests, and please, please don't hit me when you see me next time. But my first question is, it's really not that hard, but if you could sleep with any guy of your choice, Katie, are you married?
No, I'm single AF.
Okay, that's good because I was gonna say, you know, exclude him. He don't count. We can't do husbands and boyfriends and shit.
Can you pick celebrities?
Oh yeah, you can pick anybody as long as they're black. Now the reason I'm doing that, Katie, it's not because you're white. I'm doing that because your last name is Black, and it just made it sound better. So if you could sleep with any black guy right now, he could be a celebrity, he could be someone that's dead already, he could be your neighbor, if that's the case, even though we won't know him, or somebody you've seen at a coffee shop, it doesn't matter. If you could sleep with any guy of your choice right now, who would it be?
I'm gonna have to say Usher.
Usher. That's not bad. It's not a bad choice at all.
Right? I mean, I don't know. Why not?
Usher is he's a little sexy, a little something. All right. So my question number two. What's the craziest thing you've ever done whilst having sex? Or like we like to say around here, whilst fucking.
Or could I share what's the craziest thing I've said during sex?
Okay, as long as you still share the craziest thing you've done. We like to visualize things. But what was the craziest thing that you've ever said?
Asked if he had Swedish fish in the kitchen.
Asked if he had what?
Swedish fish in the kitchen.
Swedish fish. This was while you were in the midst of having sex.
Yeah. You thinking about candy?
Oh,
I thought she said she smelled like Swedish fish. I was getting ready to say what?
No.
I asked if there was Swedish fish in the kitchen.
Swedish fish. And the Swedish fish, for those that don't know, it's like the little gummy candies, the little gummy fish candy. So in the middle of fucking, Katie Black wanted to know if there was any gummies in there. Was it something he was doing reminding you of gummies? Of gummy worms? Gummy
I don't know. Candy. The moment just struck me. The moment just struck me, you know?
All right. You know, there's no wrong answers. There's no wrong answers here. All right, so what was the craziest thing you've ever done? And this is the Katie, this is the Brutally Honest Show. This is the Brutally Honest Show.
No, I know, but I'm just kind of assessing my life that I guess I've been pretty boring up until now.
Okay.
What's the craziest thing I've done while having sex?
Yeah. Have you stood on your head? Have you done?
I mean, I don't know. I think it's all kind of crazy, but nothing's like too crazy. Basically, I'm boring. I've never had a threesome or anything crazy like that. I'm sorry to let y'all down.
Well, no, don't let us down. Sorry. Just do better. Do better, Katie. Do better. You ever had a threesome? You got to do better. You got to do better with your life. Yeah.
The day's not over. I'm sorry.
You're still a young girl. You got time.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much.
You should try to fuck by a dead president's grave. That's the compliment.
All right, JB, did you have anything for Katie? You have any a question for Katie?
Two part question. When do you think it's acceptable for a woman to swallow a dude's load and be the nastiest fuck to you that raw?
Wait, hold on. When do I think it's appropriate to what?
To swallow a dude's load and have you ever fucked two dudes in the same day raw?
Okay, to answer the first question, when do I think it's appropriate to swallow? When he's your boyfriend.
Okay.
Like when you've made it official that y'all are a couple.
Official couple. Okay.
Not
the first time you see the motherfucker. Not the first time you see the motherfucker, ladies. Did you hear that? The first time you see somebody.
That's the first. If you do that the first time you see the dude, then you probably won't see him again.
Exactly.
They just give it back to the community then.
I'm only coming back at 3 o'clock in the morning. That's only time. It's the only time you're gonna see me. When the club closes, that's when you'll see me. I'm calling you. If you swallow the first time you ever see me, it's over. You're somewhere for me to dump. That's where you are. Anyway. All right, JB, you said a 2-part question. Oh yeah, what was the other, the other question? What was the other question?
Fuck two dudes in the same day and let them both go raw.
No.
Yeah, I had a feeling that was coming, Katie, because you don't let them dump on the first day.
No, I mean there was a scandalous when I was in Florida. I definitely did have sex with two guys in one day, but it was not raw. So technically, no.
Okay.
But that was my Florida days. My Florida days.
In college, right? You went to college in Florida.
I did, but this was post-college, but I was still living like I was in college.
Right. Who doesn't?
You know, y'all know Florida's, there's no rules in Florida.
Yeah.
Florida do that to a motherfucker for real.
I'm still living like I'm in college, and I ain't never went. So, there you go. all right. Rock Wells, do you have... personal and tragically sexy question for Katie.
I got a question, and it's only because I know Usher personally.
Uh-oh.
So my question is, will you fuck me if I introduce you to Usher?
Uh-oh.
Damn, that's a great question.
Isn't that like a 1990s pickup thing? Like, I mean,
sure.
I appreciate the offer, but how do I even know that that's a promise? You know what I mean?
Smart girl. That was a test. That was only a test. I actually don't know Usher, but I do know a Usher for the movie theater.
Oh,
you know,
help you see your feet. Got me.
Yeah. All right, Katie. This is your time. This is your chance to flip it. You can flip it on him because you can ask Rockwell something very personal and private and very sexual.
Okay, is it harder, I guess specifically you, but the male population, to be emotionally vulnerable as opposed to like just being sexual? Like, what's harder to do?
Oh. Here,
that's
Katie. Yeah, Katie making motherfuckers think. She making motherfuckers think
we
for real. Like,
we can get deep.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, bro.
I mean, you know, well, it gets hard for me about 5 a.m. every morning. So I'd have to say, emotionally, you know, it's a lot more difficult for a man because. To be honest, Katie, I think men love harder than women. You know, you're not gonna like this.
No, then no woman is gonna like it.
We don't like to just throw out that love word all willy nilly. You know what I mean? Like, as soon as you put it down on that spinal cord, you know, all of a sudden she loves you. But it takes us a little bit of time before. You know, because we don't like to play with that word like that. You know what I mean? You know, I think it takes a little bit of time for us, honestly, to really mean it when we say, you know, we probably say it back just because we don't want to not have sex again. But, we kind of got to do what we got to do at that point. But, you know, it takes us, you know, some time, but I think we love harder.
when it all comes down to it, because, you know, I done seen brothers, you know, do all types of crazy stuff, fight outside the club, want to shoot somebody over their leg. I'm like, hey, brother, you know. So, you know, I don't see no females, you know, too much shooting nobody over their man. Not too much, you know, not as much. Right. So, you know, so that's what that is.
We got enough emotional baggage as it is being black men in America, so, you know, we really have to turn out these.
Word up.
Exactly.
All right, man. So, hey, appreciate you guys. Finger snaps and hand claps to y'all for being such great sports and participating in the Undress the Guest. Sorry, Niana Renee dipped out on us because she's so good at undressing the guests. But anyhow, thanks again, you guys, for participating. Let's get into some music, Rockwells. Let's get into some music. Then, Katie, we're going to come back to you. We're going to get into more about your show. Coming up. I know we only have an hour show, but you know what? God damn it. I'm the boss of this motherfucker. And if I want to go another extra hour, that's what the fuck we going to do. As long as y'all hang out with me, as long as you stay and hang out. But we're going to try to wrap this up as fast as possible because, you know, our listeners, their attention span is quite short. And I'm not just saying that, listeners. I'm not being mean. I'm actually being honest because I see the statistics. I see how long y'all hang around when you check in, when you check out. I can see it. I can see it. So, I know your attention span ain't that good, so we're gonna hurry up and get into some music with my man Rockwells. Now, Rockwells, what's the album is blue. Go ahead, JB.
I want to say this real quick. I've heard from quite a few of our listeners, from via text or by phone calls, that they wish the show was longer if we went back to the two plus hour format that we used to have, because they feel like hour show, they're not getting their money's worth. They feel like they get a good show, but several people feel like the 2 hour show, they were really getting their feel.
Okay. So just
something to throw out there.
Okay, well, I'm also throw this out here because these motherfuckers don't pay for shit. I'm just saying, what do you mean getting the money's worth? Shit is free. What the fuck is they talking about? but anyway, I appreciate y'all listening, but motherfucker, y'all ain't paying for a goddamn. I pay for all this shit. What are you talking about? Am I getting my money's worth? That's what I'm trying to do. Anyway, Rockwells. The album Blue Chips. What's the single off this motherfucker so I can play it right now?
Oh man, I mean it's an album full of singles, man. That's you know, man. But if you're gonna pick one off jump, just fit in the wave. it's so different. I mean, Blue Tint. That was the first video I dropped off the project.
Right, and
you know, you hit them with Blue Roses too. Blue Roses, a little something for the ladies. You know, maybe ladies can appreciate. So, you choose Blue Tint or Blue Notes.
All right, well, I'm gonna go since I think
I'm sorry,
I
Blue
have.
Roses. I'm sorry, Blue Tint or Blue Roses.
I think I have Blue Roses right here. And all right, tell us what Blue Roses. Tell us about Blue Roses.
I mean, the project in itself is a smash, man. I got Skyzoo on there. I got a joint with Bub Rock. Of course, I got the Monopoly family, John Jiggs, Mouse, Nam Nitty, what up? But this one right here, Blue Notes, is featuring my dog, reggae artist from the Bronx. His name is Jay Surprise, my homeboy right there.
Okay.
So, you know what I'm saying? He jumped on this one with me. You know what I'm saying? He did his thing, and you know he gonna serenade Katie because Katie's still on the fence. So he gonna serenade her. We gonna meet Usher tonight, girl.
We'll take you see Usher tonight. It's gonna be great. Where Usher at? He'll be here tomorrow. Don't worry about it. he'll be here. All right, so we got. I think this is Blue Roses right here because I'm. This is in a WeTransfer, and I'm having problems. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a break. I'm going to come back once I get this download figured out. I thought I had done it already. My bad. And we're going to come back. We're going to talk. More with Katie Black. She's been such a good sport today. And I know you're going to slap me in the upside the head as soon as you see me at the coffee shop. But yeah. it'll be worth it because I had a good time with you. But we're going to come back. We're going to listen to some music from Rockwell's and get back with Katie Black. And you got me and JB in the building. We'll be back. Brutally Honest Show, Big Woo Radio.
Has 2020 been a financial strain on you? Is there not enough time during the day to start a business, or you work tirelessly creating a residual income? Trade and Travel Academy can help. Our educational platform is designed for the everyday person to learn how to consistently trade cryptocurrency, foreign exchange, stocks, and index profitability. Take advantage of our courses from basic, advanced, fundamental, and price action. Are you afraid you'll miss a class? Not at our institution. All classes are recorded and we offer live trading sessions for you to attend. We are dedicated to helping the average citizen with no knowledge of the market to become independently profitable. Do you feel you don't have time to learn a new skill? Our academy also offers trade ideas that will give you signals of the different markets and notify you when to buy or sell each week without having to attend a single class. Earn extra income while you learn or while you sleep for as little as $100 a month. We aim to assure that you'll receive your investment with our educational family back within the first month. You can find us on all platforms at Trade and Travel Academy or on our website, www.patreon.com/Trade and Travel Academy. That's Trade and Travel Academy, spelled T-R-A-D-E, the letter N, Travel Academy.
Nayana, 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 Renee, Renee, Renee. Ladies and gentlemen, are you looking to be entertained like you've never been entertained before? Are you looking for a poet, not just any poet, but the poetic goddess, Nayana Renee? Ladies, have you ever wanted to say this?
I need you is the hardest to say. I love you is the hardest to show. Loyalty is the hardest to find. Maybe I should stop searching.
Fellas, have you ever wanted to be spoken to in such a way, something like this?
Slowly, slowly, ever so slowly. Pull out your dick and let me taste it. A shot of you mixed with pineapple juice to chase it. Give me all of it. I'm trying to get black girl wasted.
Yeah, well, I will advise you to invite the poetic goddess, Nayana Renee, to your next event.
You need a dope poet for your next event? Book Poetic Goddess Nayana Renee. For booking information, go to pr@nayanarenee.com. That's pr@nayanarenee.com.
This is a warning. This is a warning. This is your final warning. This is your final warning. This is your parental discretion. Parental discretion is advised.
So, you decided to come back. Well, welcome back to the Brutally Honest Tuesday. The show with no motherfucking censor. If you are sensitive, turn off your radio. Put down your cell phone. Close your laptop. Because this shit right here, this shit is not for you. But thank you for listening on BigWooRadio.com. Now back to the show with Nayana, Nayana, and JB, Nayana, and JB on Big Woo Radio.
A station for the people, by the people.
Welcome back to the program. 704-489-3316 is if you want to get in for the 299 shout out line. If you can call up and give a shout out, then that'd be great. But if you want JB to shout out on your behalf, you could do that too, but it will be offensive. I promise you that. All right, so we got Rockwell's in the building. We got Katie Black in the building. We don't normally have two guests at the same time, but they've been such good sports, so I appreciate that. Sharing the stage tonight with Katie Black and Rockwell's. Got some music, like I said. Well, thank you, Rock Wells, because I apparently didn't do my job like I was supposed to when you sent it a while back. We had you on. We were supposed to have you on the show like 2 months ago. But appreciate you sending that back to me. And we're going to get into it right now. This is Blue Roses. Well, man, Rock Wells right here. Big Woo Radio. Brulianna Show. Don't you go anywhere.
My girl, me want you be mine. Love the way you love me. My girl, I want you be mine. Girl, you're pretty like a flowers where you bloom. Come here, girl, and love me. You're pretty like a flowers where you bloom in the spring. For you, me, I sing.
Hello, sweetness. Sweetheart. You ain't focused on no love and hip-hop. I know that you can read this. Letter and pen in your top floor, St. Regis. Not to guess you up, my girl. You got the mean grip. Boy. Mean to say you got a hold of my heart. I had to pipe up. You got me Tony Stark, Iron Man. With my hands on all your diaphragm, and you keep shaking it. Parkinson's. Whoa. Slow down when you park the Benz. Your bumper too big for leverage. I kept on the Timbs, your secretion is sedative. Love is like medicine, object of my affection. I'm going backward, I ain't getting ahead. You got me here reminiscing in bed. Damn, you doing things I just don't understand. You got my world in the palm of your hand.
Girl, you could be my sugar plum. My girl, me why you be mine. Love the way you love me. My girl, I want you to be mine. Girl, you're pretty like a flowers where you bloom. Come here, girl, and love me. You're pretty like a flowers where you bloom in the spring. For you, me, I sing. Wagwan, me darling. Every day, me say you're there at the airport. You fly like a garland. Woo! And you run like a Spalding. Now, talk about the ball with LeBron fling. Me want to tell you some sweet thing. In your ears, your head swell like a bee sting. We a drink white wine, you know the reasoning. While we are all a reasoning. Yeah, I me love it how you talk, it's so appeasing. And that damn body teasing. Plus the vibe so right, me can't explain the feeling. Me know you're ready for the healing. Yeah, hell is for the loyalty where we have between us. Love from Yaso go to Venus. Oh, we overcome. B's for the victory, E for every time you with me. So me know me. You could be my sugar plum. My girl, me want you be mine. Love the way you love me. My girl, I want you be mine. Girl, you're pretty like my lovely. Come here, girl, and love me. You're pretty like a flowers where you bloom in the spring. Feel me, I sing.
The game I spit thick as peanut butter. Girl, you need a lover, making you a mother. To the point that I don't need a rubber. Think we need each other. That's what the pastor told me. Vows in matrimony. Plus you hold a ratchet for me. Little black dress, red wine. Chicken catch a Tory, then it's wop, wop, wop. It's like we making macaroni. Real ones moving silent. You could pre her beauty with closed eyelids. That's my chick. Fresh out the lot, low mileage. She pulled the cords to my heart just like a violin. My boy saying wildin'. The grown man handle grown man biz. Streets don't love you at all, kid. I be erring on the side of caution. I don't say it often as I should, but she know what's good. All the hate in the world, just my gun and my girl. Can we make it? I think we could.
You could be my sugar plum. My girl, me why you be mine. Love the way you
be dropping bombs. You heard it here first. It's a Big Woo Radio exclusive on Big Woo Radio.
Yeah. Rastafari rights. Brook, brook, brook. Man. You know, I like that. I like that, you know. I like that a lot, man. I like it. It's one of those things you got to ride and listen to. You ain't really up there dancing and shaking the tail feather. You rock, vibing to that right there. That took me back to some old good old soulful music, right there.
Early vibes.
For sure, for sure. Man, appreciate that, Rockwell. Man, everybody, what's the name of the album? Tell everybody the name of the album, where they can go get it, and where they can follow you. One more time, brother.
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, man, Blue Chips, man, is based off the album, you know, for my 90s heads, based off the old movie with Shaq and Penny. Blue Chips, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
You know, that was a kind of inspiration. Yeah, that was an inspiration behind everything.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, as you wave through the album, you know, the album takes you through a couple waves, and I threw a couple skits in from the movie to make it all make sense. But listen, man, it's, you know, it's a soulful project. The whole project is dope. Like I said, got Sky Zoo on there, got homie Bub Rock, Monopoly Family's on there, heavy. And, of course, Jay Surprise, you just heard. It's going to be on all platforms, man. I was going through a little something with my distribution. So I'm switching distribution companies. So you probably see it in stores. If not, it's on Bandcamp. You could definitely support, and I appreciate your support. So, you know, you could jump on Bandcamp, Monopoly Family, or Rockwells with a Z, Rockwelz.
Right on.
You know what I'm saying? I'm on Google, man. I'm verified, baby. On Google.
No doubt. No doubt. He verified. Get the blue check and everything. Well, I'm going to have to reach out to you on another thing. I mean, are you straight on distribution now? You good?
But, you know, like I said, it's a company, so we're always looking for better and bigger opportunities. So definitely tap in with me for sure.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to check in with you, see what you got, see what we can work out. But, thank you, man. Appreciate you hanging out and sharing the stage with my girl, Katie Black. Come back anytime, man. We love talking to you.
Yo, man, appreciate your time, man. Y'all rock, man.
Hey Rockwell, before you leave, bro, yeah. I got a question for you.
Yep.
With the pandemic hitting, I don't know if you're independent. You're independent, right?
Yeah.
Tell me, 100%. Do you feel like this is the moment for a lot of independent artists to really do their thing? Catch up, you know, to where artists who were on labels to advance, you know, their careers.
Oh yeah, I mean the pandemic, I believe a lot of people became millionaires throughout this pandemic, and a lot of people are still on their way to becoming it throughout it. It definitely opened up a lot of opportunity. Obviously the shows were dubbed for everybody, but what it did was force you to really reevaluate things. Like if you really love music, you had to go searching for the music that you like, because it wasn't so much, you weren't so busy and tied up with your everyday life, commuting, running around the place, you know? So, you know, I feel like people really had that time to really hone in, you know what I mean? Do their due diligence, see what they like out there, check out these radio shows, these different podcasts, because, you know, it's so important and it's so key, and you really got to search for what you like now. You know, it gave you that little breath of fresh air, that little breath. You know, I feel like the world had to take a quick breath, you know what I mean, quick breather break and really reevaluate things and see where they at with it. So, definitely opened up, some opportunities, kind of, you know, bring things back to a more basic level, I think, more rudimentary level, and which is good for independent artists, because we don't have the budget and the push like, you know, like someone else might have.
Right.
But, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, allow people to really tap in.
People that done is going to be better for it on the other side. Yeah, go ahead, JB.
One more question, Rockwell. Can I do a shout out on your behalf before you leave, bro?
Uh-oh.
As long as you keep it disrespectful, go for it.
Absolutely. I want to give a shout out to all the old bitches that love taking their teeth out before they give a nigga head. Hashtag velveteen rugs that always lift them up and stuff.
The $2.99 shout out line is now closed. No more calls. JB just shut it down. Rockwell, we appreciate you, man. We're gonna get into that blue tent at the end of the show. Before we gonna leave him with that blue tent. So appreciate you, bro.
You already know. Y'all have a blessing, all right?
Yes indeed. You too, man.
Thank you.
Right.
All right, there you go, Rock Wells. Go to Monopoly.com or hit him up on his Instagram, Forbes Living, at Forbes Living, right? I think, Katie, you found it, right?
Yeah.
Or you got him, yeah. You got him locked in, right? It's Forbes Living. It's F-O-R-B-E-S, Living?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then L-I-V-I-N-G.
L-I-V-I-N-G. All right, we got him. We got him locked in, Rock Wells. Or just go to Monopoly.com, Monopoly Family, Google Rock Wells. You'll be all right. You'll find him. Right now, Katie Black, we got you all to ourselves. Here's your first threesome right here. Me, you, and JB. So, Katie, the Katie Black Show. How long has this been going on? How many people been missing out? And, you know, tell us more about your show and the guests you have on, the topics that you cover or whatnot, so people can tune in. And I'll make sure they tune in when I'm on the show. In that way, you know,
yes, you know, tie it all in. We're going to do a crossover later in the year.
Yes, yes.
It's going to be on my show. But
absolutely.
So I've been doing, it's been out since like the beginning of 2019. I'm definitely underground. I feel like I'm still underground. But yeah. I started it just from actually working with another podcasting company that ended up folding. And then I was just kind of on my own and just kind of hit the ground running. You know, I'm born and raised in Charlotte, but was away for a long time, and there was so much growth that had happened. Mm-hmm. But I started talking to people about, what's your vibes? What do you think about all this? Is this good? Is this bad? And then it kind of, I love pop culture, so I always talk to guests about pop culture.
Yeah.
You know, who were they into musically or whatever the case is growing up. And then also, too, I talk about, like, social justice stuff. You know, the core of my show was, like, the Trump years.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I talked to people about that because I was sick of seeing the same assholes on TV saying the same shit. You know, I wanted to talk to like people of the country of like, what do you think about all of this? Also, big supporter, even before I feel like everyone caught on, plus, you know, the George Floyd video. I've always been, from a young kid, even before it was like framed, Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
An activist. And so I'm really big on that and have always been. And, you know, talk to people about what, you know, what side of the aisle they on. Do they get it? And even if people don't get it, I try to have guests, you know, people of color share their stories, share their experiences so that people can literally hear what, you know, people of color have been through in this country.
Yeah, what we have to say. Sure. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Because I feel like, I mean, maybe, you know, I don't really know statistics actually, but, you know, my vibe is the majority of my audience is white. Mm-hmm. So I think it's that much more important to have people of color come on and share their experiences of why all this shit has gone on for so GD long. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, of course, every episode is not as powerful as that, but that was like the core of why I started the show, essentially.
I would like to say every show that we do here at Brutally Honest is not as nasty as this, but it is. It is. But we do have
JB,
go ahead, JB.
I want to ask Katie a question. Oftentimes, when the conversation of race comes about, a lot of white people, a lot of my white friends, which I lost when 45 got into office, they asked, educate them on racism, you know, and I really don't think that's our job to do. However, do you think that the time will come when it will become easier to have a discussion about racism and the injustices towards our community in this country? And a lot of white people, they typically change the conversation over. They want to talk about black-on-black crime, but they don't want to look at and face the facts of what's been going on from every standpoint, from, you know, how racism is built in every part of our government and how, you know, people, you know, what's the word, you know, the privilege.
No,
understand their privilege, but yet they don't want to step outside of their box and step away from that privilege to look at it from a different standpoint. Mm. So do you think that we can get beyond that, or can you recommend or make a suggestion on how we can better approach these conversations without having to change the narrative and have people get offended? Feel like they're being attacked, you know,
right.
Because they can't relate to the issues.
Right. And I mean, that's like an amazing question, and I wish I had the perfect answer. Because again, I'm a white child of privilege that for some reason I have always connected to Black activists, like as a kid was really into MLK. And so I've studied this all my life. So I look at it from a different perspective than like the general public of white people. But I will say, just from the pandemic and me talking to so many random people on and off the mic, I do think the George Floyd, you know, I don't even know, I don't want to call it an incident. I mean, he was, you know, he was murdered on camera. I think that and all of us being in lockdown forced to see this over and over again.
Yeah.
I think that was like the slow tide changing. And I do think things are changing. But, you know, if you can look at that video that was ingrained in everyone's head and see all the outcry that came out of this, and not be changed, I think that, like, I don't know if there's much hope for the individual, but I mean, you're right. It's not y'all's job to educate white people or anyone that just doesn't get it of, like, why this has happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I think part of it is, and it's really hard to do because it's very vulnerable, is to share your story. Because I feel like, you know, and of course, you know, I've argued with white people about it. It's like, yeah, okay, everyone's like, oh, you know, if I get pulled over, I do what I'm supposed to do. I do what, you know, is said of me, and there's not a problem. And it's like, okay, first of all, bullshit. Second of all, I keep going back to George Floyd. The example of that man did everything he was asked of, and it didn't matter.
Yeah.
It didn't matter. So I think just sharing, and again, it's hard to do, sharing your experiences with friends without attacking them, of saying, this is what I've experienced, or this is what my brother has experienced, or my uncle. So make your own conclusion.
And everybody,
am I connecting? Am I?
Yeah, well, there's a delay, so that's why we kind of seem like we're over-talking each other from time to time. But I was just wanting to say that, you know, everybody should be able to, whether you're Black or white, should be able to say how you feel about things without attacking or being attacked for it. You know what I mean? So when you're saying, you know, as a even you, Katie, as a white person, or somebody come on your show and they say they feel a certain way about Black Lives Matter, and for them to be able to say that openly, they're not going to say it if they're going to be called racist about saying, if they think or if they heard a certain thing about it, you can't educate people if you're attacking them. You know what I mean? Nobody wants to be attacked for saying something. So they're not going to say what they feel for real if they feel like they're going to be attacked. And then vice versa. If, you know, if we try to say as Black people, hey, man, this is how we feel, and this is what's been going on, not with just me, but my grandparents or my parents and my grandparents and my cousins, we've all experienced something, and you can't tell us that we didn't or it didn't happen. You know what I mean? Go ahead, JB. What were you going to say?
I want to say this first of all to the listeners out there, that we have an extremely diverse audience.
Absolutely.
As far as Black Lives Matter, and this is my opinion, I don't support them, you know, in no way, because I feel that their modus operandi isn't, you know, it isn't consistent, and they're not true to what they say. Because understanding that they've raised $100 million, but yet that $100 million hasn't been used to help anyone in the community whatsoever.
Right.
And then first of all, and then second of all, you have to look at, where did the money come from to start? once you start following the money, you start to see, you know, who's pushing in there, what their goal is. And
right.
Then I think we're regressing because when you start to look at, from a political standpoint, from a federal and state, we see that 43 states have taken tremendous steps to change laws to prevent people of color from voting and then
right.
taking time away. And then when you look at it from an educational standpoint, you know, when you have the average young black male is reading from a fourth grade reading level, we're not really focusing on what we need to do to help better the youth to have a better tomorrow.
Right.
And that seems to be okay with people. And, you know, so I think that are we moving, have we advanced in some areas? Yes. But for the most part, we're regressing tremendously. And it's gonna take us back.
And I'm on the other side of that, JB. I think I'm on not completely on the other side of that statement that you just made. I'm not completely away, but we tend as people, as just society in general, we tend to broad brush everything. We tend to broad brush all mm-hmm. Republicans as this and all Democrats as this, or all, you know, people against Black Lives Matter. We tend to just broad brush everyone and say that Black Lives Matter as a whole, when we know this Black Lives Matter is more of a slogan or a movement opposed. And I tell this to people all the time, Black Lives Matter is more of a movement than an organization. So when I say Black Lives Matter, I'm not thinking about the organization per se. That's not just how I roll, because the organization is broken down in so many different divisions. There's so many Black Lives Matter here, Black Lives Matter Atlanta, Black Lives Matter New York. Mm-hmm. So the organizations are different. You can't broad brush everyone and say no money has been, you know, delved into the community by Black Lives Matter, because I think that would be a false statement. Some Black Lives Matter organizations aren't doing what they're supposed to do, but that's what any organization. Hell, the United Way didn't always do what they're supposed to do. The people that led the United Way stole money and she got in trouble and went to whatever. But it's mm-hmm. just Black Lives Matter. The problem was that it moved into an organization opposed to being the slogan of society, of black people saying Black Lives Matter. And I'm not going to ramble on, Katie, because this is probably a debate for another day, but I'm going to let you have the last word.
No, like I said, I mean, I appreciate both perspectives, and this is just kind of my vibe of the show, of like talking about, you know, like I said, not all my, you know, sometimes some of my episodes are just tabloid trash.
Right.
But
right.
some of the episodes that I've touched on or just anything politically, it is interesting to get people's perspectives. And even sure. if, you know, I never want to attack anyone, I always want, you know, I just always kind of want to peel back the onion and let the guest kind of take it from there, because I could walk away learning something.
Sure, sure, absolutely. Well, you turned the Brutally Honest Show into the Katie Show for today. So I appreciate you. The Katie Black Show for this segment anyway, because we got into some deep stuff. And I look forward to talking to you again, Katie, on your show.
Yes.
Maybe you can have JB yes. on too and get his perspective. Have JB
yes,
on, have us on. Have all of our hosts on. And absolutely, because we have a lot to talk about. And just doing an hour on Big Wheel Radio is not enough for us. We got big mouths. And we like to talk. So, Katie, have us on, and we can set it up and have and make sure you get all of our. We can get guests for you. Our guy JT, the general manager for Big Woo Radio here, loves to get guests for other, you know, other podcasters and other people that's in our field, and you know, because we want everybody can eat. Everybody can eat
right.
and talk, and everybody needs a platform to have to say what they want to say. So let's join together and you know, just make this a unified front and you know, have a good time at the same time. And that's what the Brutally Honest Show is. We like to have a good time here, but we do get into serious conversations from time to time, especially here and the Florida Poetry Show. So we have to have you come over there where some more, you know, family friendly atmosphere. We have a different listener ear over there. But the Brutally Honest Show is a lot of fun. You know, we have a lot of fun on this show. So it's great. But I do look forward
can
to talking
to
you.
Can I give a shout out to my Instagram?
Absolutely, you can.
So you guys can find me on Instagram at the Katie, K-A-T-I-E, Black, B-L-A-C-K show. Thank you.
Yep, absolutely. The Katie Black Show. I think I've already went and started following you, Katie. Let's keep in touch. You want to give a shout out to Katie?
Yes, oh my gosh, yes.
Okay.
Do it.
I want to give a shout out to all the young Jewish women that only fuck with black men during Black History Month that are uncircumcised.
I thought the 299 shout out line was closed, but it is definitely closed.
She was so
now.
Angry. We could just leave her out. That would be discrimination if we do it for Rockwell, and then we leave her out to lose. Her name is
absolutely.
Black too, man.
So, absolutely, yeah, absolutely. True that, JB. I was slipping. You caught me slipping. Thank you for catching me. all right, so it's the Katie Black Show. They can email you too, right, Katie?
Thank you so much.
TheKatieBlackShow.com, right? TheKatieBlackShow.com.
Well, yeah, or if you press it, and that'll bring up my Libsyn directory, but you can also find me on all podcasting platforms. Wherever you get your podcasting, check me out.
Nice. All right, so Katie, you got to come back on the show. All of us are gonna come on your show. We're gonna come one at a time
because yes.
you wouldn't be able to deal with us all at one time. So we're gonna come one at a time, and you can deal with us that way.
Crossover vibe.
Right on.
Crossover vibe.
I look forward.
We all come together.
Yeah.
Yes, we can
absolutely.
Do both.
I mean that literally and figuratively.
come
what?
Together. We can all come together. I hear you. Yeah, leave it up to JB. We can all come together. Look, Katie, when you come back if you never come to my shop again, I wouldn't be mad at you. I understand.
No, I'm gonna pop by soon.
Okay.
But like I said, I appreciate you guys, and I appreciate you, you know, having me come on and let me ask y'all some questions.
Absolutely. All right, so we're going to leave everybody with Blue Tent by my man Rock Wells. Please go check out Rock Wells Monopoly.com, and you can find all his Instagram stuff there. Yeah, JB?
Real quick, man, before we roll, definitely want to give a shout-out to everybody out there in all the countries, in all 15, 16 countries that are still listening to Big Woo Radio. Providing us the opportunity to entertain them and to educate them week in and week out, man. And definitely appreciate your support. And we're going to continue to give y'all a quality show. And definitely tune in and check out Katie Black Podcast. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Obviously, she has a show that's going to be beneficial and hopefully people take something from it and learn.
Absolutely. You want to find out about people? Go check out Katie Black, the Katie Black Show.
No doubt.
All right, so Katie, again, thank you so much, and I'll see you soon, and we'll be able to chop it up and you know, make this thing do what it do with our platforms that we have to provide for everyone. All right.
Yes, I'm excited.
Yep, we definitely got a lot to say. All right, so man, on behalf of our guest Katie Black, Rock Wells, the poetic goddess Nayana Renee, JB Mr. 299, and my man Lil Bucky, who wasn't here tonight. I'm Big Woo. This is Big Woo Radio. Peace. God bless. We out. This Blue Tent by Rock Wells.
It's beautiful music. He always brings to the table, you know? Don't you try to belittle me like it's little me. I spit so raw at the joy, you ain't feeling me. Go to tracks, I go black, son, get jiggy beat. Fresh like a prince and flow dumb, Hillary. My crew rolls thick as Verizon. Y'all be lying in your rhyming about the car that you driving in. Niggas is sick, relying on that B12. And I ain't talking about vitamins. I need to stop, I bust you little niggas. Get it? I bust you little niggas. Old head with bread, bars is way iller. Taking y'all to school like a bus through little niggas. These bars give them the fear of God. Cash cow and Christians, you're Muslim. Farrakhan, what up? When I shop for you to tag along, you gotta get the bag. Fly talk and carry on.
I keep my ops on Peloton. They call 800 Crime Stoppers and have a telethon. You know you wrong, can't deny it. You playing with fire.
Ooh, ooh, baby. I gotta keep that chrome with me tonight. Uh-oh, riding around blue tents. Any chicken.
You're listening to Big Woo Radio.
Getting back too lit. Broke, make my mood switch. I gotta get cash, you gotta dash. Don't be acting all clueless.